Welcome to Reading the Psalms. We're going to read Psalm 82 today. God stands in the congregation of God. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and respect the persons of the wicked? Judge the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and the destitute. Rescue the poor and the needy. Deliver them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not. Neither do they understand. They walk to and fro in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are moved. I said, you are gods, and all of you sons of the Most High. Nevertheless, you shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for you shall inherit all the nations. This is a psalm of Asaph that speaks out against prejudice and class distinction and this reality that we find ourselves in of people judging others and putting others down and lifting themselves up to be on high. And God stands there, and he is God judging among the gods, which is, I think, what Asaph is calling these elders and leaders and princes and kings and CEOs and the power mongers and those who are on high, the elite powerful among the peoples, those who are the judgers and should judge for righteousness. And I don't think that the psalm defends those sorts of person distinctions and class distinctions. I think it's more of an acknowledgement of what is such a normal reality in the world that we live in. And in it, God judges against those unjust judges. He condemns them for their unjust behavior, that they respect and hear and listen to those who are wicked, their peers and those who are powerful, and they are ignoring those who need judgment. Verses 3 and 4 calls on them to judge and to do justice and to rescue and to deliver the poor, the fatherless, the afflicted, the destitute, and the needy. And yet, they offer those services, it seems like, to their own friends. Verse 5, it's a really neat moment. They know not, neither do they understand. They walk to and fro in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are moved. And I wonder, what is that verse trying to illustrate? Is it speaking about their ignorance of the world around them and their selfish behavior? Does it speak of their ignorance of God walking among them, analyzing and considering who and what they are? When it talks about all the foundations of the earth are moved, is it speaking about their ignorance of the world order, or that the world itself is not as sure or as solid as they would imagine it to be? Asaph in this psalm calls on those who have been raised on high, raised for better or for worse, calls on them to bless and deliver and judge those who are down below. In it, we understand that God is one without personal prejudice in himself. We see that as an idea expressed in the New Testament, that he loves those who are his and is ready to make any his own children, and that he demands mankind to view each other without prejudice too. Let's look at Psalm 82 again. God stands in the congregation of God. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and respect the persons of the wicked? Judge the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and the destitute. Rescue the poor and the needy. Deliver them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither do they understand. They walk to and fro in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are moved. I said, you are gods, and all of you sons of the Most High. Nevertheless, you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all the nations. God will inherit all that there is, and all mankind will come under him in a way that we don't or have not seen yet. And when God brings all the nations under his hand, he's going to judge. And those who have been lifted on high for this short time on earth are going to be treated just the same as those who led lowly, low lives. And we need to live according to that understanding, whether we are blessed or whether we live a life of suffering. We need to understand that God will inherit all of us someday, and we will come under his judgment. Well, thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.